I'm Macy Chen.
And I'm David Ball.
You're listening to CFRO, The Pulse, here on Vancouver Co-op Radio 100.5 FM.
We are your independent daily news show, reporting on the front lines in our community.
And we're streaming at thepulse.coopradio.org.
Good morning. It is Monday, February the 1st, and on today's show, we take you exclusively inside the Carnegie Center Vaccination Clinic for COVID-19 in the downtown east side. Health authority says they're going to be opening more clinics at some point this week. Well, this weekend, the Pulse on CFRO got exclusive access inside the Carnegie Center's temporary vaccination clinic set up by Vancouver Coastal Health. And we interviewed dozens of people both entering, leaving, and questioning whether they would be getting the vaccine or not. We also went inside to talk to the Chief Public Health Officer of this city, Dr. Patricia Daly, who answered some of our questions. And we'll hear our exclusive interview on the show tomorrow at 7 a.m. Here's a short clip from tomorrow's program with Dr. Patricia Daly.
This is an incredibly safe vaccine. I've read all the studies that have been published. It causes perhaps a little bit of a sore arm, no serious side effects, or very rare serious side effects, and it's very, very effective. We're giving the Pfizer vaccine here today. Two doses is 95% effective in preventing a symptomatic COVID-19. We've now vaccinated a large number of people in the downtown east side. So talk to your friends, your colleagues, the people who work in where you might live, and they can tell you what their experience has been. We do have information at all the clinics, and we have staff here who can answer questions. So if you're not certain, come down to a clinic and people can talk to you about the questions that you do have.
And Vancouver Coastal Health told us that there will be more clinics this week. Those have yet to be announced. Here are some of the many residents that I talked to both inside and outside the Carnegie on Friday and Saturday this weekend, for what some described as the feeling of being offered a chance to board a life raft after a year of the pandemic. Starting with Ayor Marov, a longtime neighborhood resident.
Hey, I'm feeling good, you see? No problem.
Did it hurt?
No. She just stick a needle, I said, no! And she said, you say that too late. No, I didn't even know about this. And I come here, sitting here, and say, we close. The lady come, say, two more. You and another lady. She said, okay, I went there, and 2 minutes later, I'm finished.
And do you have any side effects? Do you feel bad, or just nothing?
No.
Why did you decide to get it today when they told you there's two more?
Hey, I don't want to go and get them Yukon to get a shot. I don't make no money like those two. So I come here, sitting down here, the lady come, you can come here now, and I went in and bingo.
And you're not worried about any of the side effects?
No.
Why not?
Because I've been before, every time I take a flu shot, no effect, no dizziness, no nothing, and say, why not?
Will you get the second shot?
Second shot in February 25th or something like that.
What would you say to people in this neighborhood who are maybe nervous? They say, I don't know if I trust it, I don't know if it's safe.
I would tell them to wear the goddamn stupid mask like government wants us to do. And, not to be cuckoo. Some of them.
This neighborhood has been treated during COVID.
You know what?
How has the downtown east side been treated during COVID?
Government is doing good job, but crazy people like this here don't give it them. Only if you give them the drugs, you will give it them then. I'm here on Hastings Street 51 year, and I'm still here.
You know, we're very excited to get the first vaccine Pfizer, yeah, we're very happy.
Why were you so excited?
Because, you know, vaccine is the best protection for all the people. Even though it has some side effects, but I think the benefits is much more than the side effects.
How do you feel right now? Did it hurt?
I feel very good. I feel very happy. Because I'm a professional biologist and environment engineer. You know, my first master's degree is biology. I learned the virus. And one of my classmates, Dr. Yuan Zhiming, who is the head of the Chinese Science Academy and the supervisor for the Wuhan Virology Institute, yes, and the P4 lab. When we were very young, from 20 to 23 years old, we learned the, you know, the virus and the cells, everything, ecology, something together. So we know vaccine is one of the best measurements. But don't be afraid of COVID, okay? No, it's not so terrible at all. No. So I know some effective medications, some other, you know, environmental and ecology control destroy the virus before it comes to human being nose, okay? Don't be afraid of the COVID at all, okay?
What do you say to people who are scared of the vaccine, who don't want to get it? What would you tell someone who's scared?
Yeah, I know some people, they say, I don't want to get vaccine. You know, the CEO of the Pfizer, he doesn't get a vaccine, something like that. There are many other voices. But I believe, you know, vaccine is one of the effective major things to let us away from the COVID. Yeah, everybody, all of us should get a vaccine as quickly as possible. I live in this community. I'm very surprised to know that. Yeah, because, you know, here is the first priority in all three levels of governments. Because many people, they fight. That is why I think this community has got a very special attention from three levels of government. See, we just got the vaccine. In last year, last month, you know, Dr. Bonnie Harry, she just got. So we are in the first priority in three levels of government.
And what's your name, please?
My name is Susan Ward.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, my dear.
Thank you.
Yeah, all people should come, okay? Get a vaccine as quickly possible, okay? Because, you know, this is a community issue. This is a Canadian issue, even though this is a world issue. So we must have vaccine as quickly possible, and then we don't need to wear masks, we don't need to, you know, keep 2 meter distance, and we're free from COVID. Okay, all people should come, okay?
Get vaccinated today?
I already did, I just got out. It's no worse than a flu shot, just, well, it was important to me.
Didn't want to get the virus.
I'm the founder of Sweetgrass Clan, Robert Epp. I've been working the pandemic since day one. I'm a frontline worker, and I was trying to get a shot, and then I'm just as stressed out about it, so I'd like to see people get fixed up here, man. It should have happened a long time ago, but it came quickly, but there was no organization. I think us frontline workers should have had access to this more than a lot of people, man. I'm scared of dying out here while I'm doing all this stuff. I serve our community 8,000 meals a day through, or 8,000 meals a month through the Aboriginal Front Door Society, and every day I'm worried because I got two kids, a 4 and a 7-year-old. They kind of... they've helped us, our organization helped us out with some grants and stuff a lot more than they normally would. But in terms of the community, no, not really so much. Everything's closed. There's no washrooms. It's hard for these guys to get food. It's hard for people to get access to detox and stuff. It's a lot harder. They don't trust medicine. They got the option of not taking it. For me, I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt because I don't want to die. And I've seen my 21-year-old daughter has COVID right now. She's in isolation. So it's a real reality to me. And I'm taking the shot myself personally.
Because I work in the community as a support worker, and I think it's really awesome that we have the ability to access the vaccination as well. So it's been a long road.
Tell me kind of how your decision was to get it or not.
feel like there's a risk or anything?
I knew I wanted it, like, from the start, and was basically just waiting for it to come out. I have faith in, you know, the rigorous scientific process that this vaccination's gone through. So,
yeah. Tell me a little bit about how you feel the neighborhood has been treated by government during the pandemic.
I would say it's definitely been a long road, and, you know, I do wish things, I wish there had been more support for the neighborhood, but also it's a pandemic and it's something that's blindsided the country and nobody's really known how to deal with this. So, you know, yeah.
How do you feel today about getting your chance to get in here and get this?
Really excited. Yeah.
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 Cool. You
want
to get the second one?
Of course. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Thanks.
Your name,
my name's Katarina. Excuse
me. Hi. I'm from Co-op Radio in the neighborhood. Are you interested in talking about why you're here?
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. Hi. I work for PHS, so I work in a bunch of different SROs throughout downtown Eastside and sort of, I guess, throughout the city. So that's why I'm here.
And why is it important to you?
Well, I end up seeing a lot of people. And, you know, we can't be, not everybody is following, quote unquote, the rules and such. So it's really important that if I can at least keep myself safe, that's, you know, going to help at least keep some other people safe and residents in the places that I work, and just peace of mind as well. I get a lot of honestly feel a lot of anxiety sometimes when I go into work and then you hear that there's people around and then they're not isolating and it's hard to control, right? So yeah. Not so much. I'm pretty, like, my circle is super small. I keep to myself. I'm lucky that I live alone. And honestly, I feel like I had it maybe last January, to be honest, before everyone kind of knew what it was, because I had had a pneumonia, and they were kind of like, but it seems a little weird. So, yeah. Yeah, it was like took me right out for a while.
How do you feel to be able to do this today?
I'm really excited. I feel a ton of relief, actually, and just knowing that, like, eventually I'll also get to see my family. I haven't seen them in almost a year, so that's tough. They don't live in the area. So, and they're a little older, and because of where I work, I just don't feel, you know, you never know. So I wouldn't feel safe going and with the possibility of infecting them as they're, you know, in their late 60s now. So, yeah.
How do you feel the government has handled the pandemic so far?
That's how I feel about it. Fuck them. Yeah, they've really dropped the ball. And I mean, there's been so many opportunities and discussion about, like, Canada needing to be accountable and providing their own, like, getting our own vaccines that we have in country instead of relying on, you know, big companies like Pfizer, who we know what they are. So it's been really disappointing, to be honest. I'm just disappointed. I mean, in our country as a whole, we just compare ourselves to the U.S. thinking that it's better. And it's like, it's a fucking joke. Like, you know, people should be just stay home. Don't throw parties. Don't go in crowded bars and shit like that. It's just, you hear about it all the time, right? So, yeah.
What would you say to people who are nervous about getting the vaccine, aren't sure about it, it came really quickly? What kind of assures you that it's safe?
I'm very lucky to have a best friend who's a pharmacist. So I've talked to her quite a bit about it, and I don't know, just do it. Just do your part. Just make it better and don't be such an idiot. I don't know, I think these anti-vaxxers are ridiculous people who make a lot of shit up, and I think it's irresponsible, and just go and get it. And also, I mean, SARS was like 10 years ago, and this is like, they were already working on it for that. It's essentially the same kind of thing, so we already had a bit of the foundation and groundwork going. So, and there's, I think, so many people working together.
Oh, it's fine. It didn't hurt at all. Just, I didn't even know the needle went in. So, yeah.
How do you feel to have done that?
I feel a lot better. You know, I'm 62, so, and we are in a vulnerable area, so I can relax a little more, you know.
Yeah, how did you make the decision to get vaccinated?
Well, I have a granddaughter I want to see. I haven't seen her yet, so, you know, I can't see her till I'm vaccinated, and my son's vaccinated, so.
Were you surprised that you got in?
I was very surprised, yeah.
How long did you have to wait?
Oh, about 45 minutes.
Was it worth it?
Yeah, it was worth it. I have peace of mind now.
What gives you the peace of mind about it?
Well, just to know, you know, I can live a little longer. You know, I'm in that age group where, you know, if you get it, you, it's a chance you could die, right?
Folks who've had it?
Yeah, my niece in Ontario had it. She's 25, and she just had her sense of smell and taste go, but she's okay. But apparently young people, it's very survivable. But, you know, it's hit and miss with us older folks, so I'm grateful.
Tell people who are nervous and they're not sure if they want to get it at all. How would you encourage them to do?
Well, depends on, you know, if you believe in science and have trust in the people, the scientists, then it's great. But, you know, who knows? If I grow a third nut tomorrow, you know.
I work down here. Yeah.
Tell me why you're here today.
To get a vaccination.
Why?
Because I believe it will protect me from the worldwide pandemic problem.
And tell me how you feel to get this opportunity.
I feel lucky. I feel really lucky, yeah.
How did you hear about it?
My employer, yeah.
You work in supportive housing down here?
Yeah, exactly.
Does it surprise you that both days in a row of vaccination, the lineups that are on the block?
It doesn't really surprise me. There have been lots of different clinics, and I haven't been able to go sometimes, my colleagues have gone, so I haven't had any stories about lineups, but I'm pleased. I'm really pleased to see the lineups because not everybody is on board, right? There's paranoia. And so, you know, the lineups should help the people who are worried feel more comfortable because then they can, you know, check with their friends and say, you know, how'd you feel and, you know, what do you think? And, you know, it's a safety in numbers kind of experience.
Yeah. I mean, why do you think that paranoia is
there? Well, there's a lot of news in the world and then there's a lot of, you know, sort of, I mean, gossip's not the right word, but, you know, people talk and it's just where you are at the time that you hear it, right? And you may have already had a vaccination issue, God knows, from a long time ago. So these are things I expect them to shift on different days, you know, depending on who you talk to last and if you find them trustworthy.
Where do you get your information from about this kind of stuff?
About the actual clinic?
Vaccination and COVID and that kind of stuff.
Like the whole big thing?
The whole thing.
I guess just...
How do you know how to tell what's true or not?
There's no empirical answer to that question. Yeah. I guess I... If we all go down, I'm okay with being in the big group that goes down. I'm not really trying to be a survivalist with the gun, you know, saving my food from the marauding hordes, right? So, you know, yeah. I think that, you know, I believe in the global honesty. When everybody's on the same team in the whole entire world, I figure there's got to be something to that.
What would you say to people listening to this and say they're still not sure? They're wavering, they don't know. What makes you feel like this is trustworthy and is a good thing to do for the community?
That's a really good question. And I would say to listen to their own guts and to talk to people who have maybe had it already. And but wear masks and distance, right? Like, because we're still going to have to do that anyways. So, you know, if you can't get to the vaccine, then do that, right? Keep safe and then keep listening.
I'm going to get a vaccination. Today is good. So many times I came here, there were many people, so if there is a social distance is less, so chances of contamination is more. I think BC government is done so far good. I mean, it is better than other states. The number of contaminated people is less than others, like Ontario and other, like Quebec. The difference is management. I think BC is doing better than others. Well, I'm worried still, but I feel taking vaccine is better than not taking vaccine. It's more safer for controlling COVID-19. Otherwise, it's very difficult to get control vaccine. COVID is a very contagious virus and should be controlled. Otherwise, it's dangerous for the people. Yeah, should get it. I think what the authorities, health authorities in BC or Canada, They do it for the benefits of the community. And it's safer for the people to take vaccine rather than not to take vaccine. I know that so many people, they have doubts. Vaccine has got side effects. There may be some side effects, but overall it's safer. Taking vaccine is safer than not taking vaccines. The side effects are, with every drug has got its own side effects. It's better than nothing. It's more safer. And I advise people also to do the vaccinations for their safety and for the community safety, for the family safety, for everything.
It was super fast and easy.
Did it hurt at all?
No, not at all. It was like very easy. Not a problem.
Why did you decide to do it?
A friend of mine mentioned it to me today. I just figured, why not? It just came a lot faster than I anticipated. It does vary from neighborhood to neighborhood, I would imagine. And I'm just one of the lucky ones. I would say that there definitely needs to be a change for the next one, if we ever have one. We're not ever wanting that. But we're going to learn a lot from this one, aren't we?
And do you think the government has paid enough attention to this neighborhood in the pandemic in general?
I think it's been forgotten in some ways. A lot of people that are assumed to have gotten this virus are people that they assume that have had money to at least be able to travel and acquire the virus in the first place. This is what our understanding is here.
And you just heard from Randy and other residents of the Downtown East Side who received their vaccinations on Friday and Saturday at the Carnegie Center. We were listening to Co-op Radio's The Pulse on CFRO. But not everyone in the neighborhood feels comfortable taking the vaccine. Some have questions about the health system and its treatment of Indigenous people. Other people aren't sure about the science behind the vaccine and its safety. Here's Yvonne Mark at the corner of Main and Hastings, who is the mother of BC Tourism Ministry Melanie Mark, BC's first elected First Nations woman MLA.
Real wild B-boy style,
kind of mild, blue, black,
I've had COVID.
Mixed feeling, because I had the flu shot and I was never sicker. I was so sick after the flu shot. And then what you see on the news, it's either good or bad. To be very honest, I'm a recovering addict, and I was never afraid of stuff out there. But now that I'm clean and sober, my own personal thing is ignorance. I don't know about this. There's fears and ignorance of what's really in it. Is this really going to work? I don't know. It can go all the way back to polio, the smallpox blankets, to, not trusting. I mean, there's a lot of shit that's happened. You know that with in the medical system. And it still happens. And it's that the unfairness, but you can't do nothing. And the medical system does sweet piss all. I had it. I wasn't really sick. I'm pretty healthy. I just had the chills one day and a bit achy bones, and I just stayed home like they said. And this community is my saving grace. I love it down here. To get back to dancing and social, I'm an AA, and I miss the roundups, the meetings. I'm 15 years I've been clean and sober, and I'm computer illiterate, so I don't go on Zoom and all that stuff. So,
well, I feel it's kind of like the same thing they give out every year for the usually vaccines. Is it supposed to last a whole year? Supposed to last a lifetime or last 3 months? Are we going to get it every single year? Are we going to get the vaccine that we're supposed to get every year anyways, and this one on top of it?
A lot of questions.
It's how effective is it? It's balanced off by how much you think you can get the flu anyways. Regardless if it's this flu or that flu, it's flu. And you want to get a vaccine? Get a vaccine. I don't think so. I'm not going to bother. I think Vancouver and BC has been so much more luckier than the rest of Canada and the states that we're just out of this loop, that even wearing masks is probably ineffective. Then again, that you have to do double blind study and go back and do both, and you can't turn back time. And even that would be a risky thing, because some people might get sick. I don't think this has been a hell of a lot of helpful because our exposure here has been so bloody limited. And I'm not really that concerned about the vaccine or getting it or exposing myself to just about anybody here. It's just made life a little bit more trickier and harder for people. Yeah, definitely. For if you're living on the street here, it's going to be a big deal timer to access crap. Oh, yeah, yeah. Just normally, it's a little bit harder. Here, it's a little bit worse. You can see on the street the way it's sort of, they've sort of let things go to the point that, fine, we'll deal with this after we've dealt with the COVID. So everyone's still struggling, it seems. I don't know, there is no hope. All this crap clears up soon. Or we get to the point that we get past the point that we realize that we can go back to a semi-normal, packed in like sardines state again.
Well, you know, I hear too much about it that I don't know what's real anymore. There's nothing real in this world anymore, my understanding. I mean, I might be wrong, but who knows? There's no trust. There's no truth. It's only basic facts.
Health authorities and neighborhood organizations have done extensive testing to find that the vaccines have been safe for the vast majority of the population, with it being tested on hundreds of thousands of people with very few side effects. Meanwhile, some people that we talked to at the vaccination center said that they were having doubts about the vaccine, but decided to get it in the end and change their minds in hopes that it would help end the pandemic. One of them was renowned jazz singer and neighborhood resident Delana Gail Bowen.
I will say that a month ago, I probably wouldn't have taken it. However, my mind and being conscious of what was going on with it in the community and around the world, my thoughts about it shifted because I don't think anybody is impervious to this. And everybody has the potential of being affected. And it's how we manage it, what we individually do with it. And so that's why I changed my mind. We are in a community where people are living on the streets. There's lots of opportunity for that pandemic to spread. For myself personally, I did consider not getting the vaccine. I really did. But I'm 75. And because of my age and because I have some health issues, I decided to go ahead and do it. I do think that, you know, it's a personal choice for sure. However, it is serious. And so whatever we can do to be proactive in prevention, the better. It was okay, and I have huge needle phobia. but it was okay. Yeah, and they were really, what do I want to say, accommodating, civil, encouraging, and nurturing in the way they approached it, what they shared with the people who are getting a vaccine.
And that was Delana Gail Bowen. Tomorrow, we're going to take your questions to Dr. Patricia Daly, Vancouver's Chief Public Health Officer.
And that's our program for CFRO, The Pulse.
Your independent news show, reporting on the front lines in our community.
Every weekday, 7 a.m., here on Vancouver Co-op Radio.
Find our previous podcasts and interviews at thepulse.coopradio.org.
CFRO The Pulse is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.